5.2. Methodology. This project arose after concerns were raised about the inclusion criteria of the wider housing monitoring report, and the necessity of free and informed consent. People with multiple and complex disabilities are amongst the most disadvantaged groups in society, therefore it is crucial that their experiences are included in UNCRPD monitoring. This led to the Health and Disability Ethics Committees, HDECs, approval of amendments being made to the ethics application, enabling the inclusion of family members and close supporters of people with complex disabilities. To uphold the values of UNCRPD monitoring, such as those articulated by the DRPI research model, this research was conducted by disabled researchers, monitors. While the interviewees did not identify as disabled themselves, they were invited to participate in the research on the basis that they know the profoundly disabled person well and can communicate with them effectively. Reference to Moss, 2017, pages 2. Methodologically, this monitoring research used a general inductive approach, which allowed for important themes to emerge from the experiences reported by the parents/whānau and close supporters of people with complex disabilities. Reference to Thomas, 2006. Over the period of 12 weeks, 10 families and one close supporter of people with complex disabilities were interviewed. Due to the COVID-19 social distancing restrictions, all interviews were conducted via Zoom, WhatsApp or a phone call. The aim of the interviews was to find out what is, and is not, working well for people with complex disabilities who are supported by family/whānau and close supporters, particularly when accessing adequate housing and accommodation in Aotearoa, New Zealand. The monitoring research also investigated how the experiences of people with complex disabilities align with their rights under the UNCRPD,